We know that every now and again ghosts get hunted around Maitland Jail for one. And who has the best chance of finding them? Well, I think Renata Daniel, our next guest, has a pretty good chance. She's from the Newcastle Ghost Tours. That's right, isn't it, Renata?
That's it. Happy Friday the 13th, everyone. Wishing you lots of luck and go buy yourself a lottery ticket.
And do you think today is the best day to be talking about or to be finding ghosts?
Well, every day is a good day, that's what I say, but Friday the 13th seems to be one of those days, just like the full moons, when everybody thinks that the energy is just right and that they're all going to be out and about, ready for all the ghost hunters to go seeking them out.
So how do you actually go about seeking a ghost out?
Well, that's a really great question. I'm going to try and answer that for you as best as I can. So obviously before all of the technology became available, people just went out with their own selves and kind of felt their way through it, if you know what I mean. So they may have felt a tingle or they may have been drawn to a particular spot and therefore it was all about the energies that they were feeling. But nowadays technology allows us to see more and hear more because all of these gadgets are now created so that you can have this great connection, which is very visual. So you see lights flash and you see all things happening, you know, and you have all of these devices like spirit boxes and things that allow you to think that you are actually connecting with ghosts.
Gosh, and it's actually documented there or recorded on the device.
That's correct. And we can play it back and we can put it on YouTube and we can allow people to see everything and hear everything that we're getting. We were actually at, and this is a little story that I'll share with you. We were actually in Sheffield just a few weeks ago in England, and we hired a space called the Sexton's Cottage, which is just outside the gates of the cemetery. And we went in and we did a live feed to our followers online. And one of the ladies who was actually saw something that was quite unusual and she sent it to us as a clip, and we believe we've actually caught a spirit staring out at us behind a tree.
My goodness, do they like to be seen, do you think, ghosts?
Yes and no. Yes and no. I think it's a little bit like the movie The Others, where, you know, who is in whose territory and who is seeing who at what particular time? Are they staring at us or are we staring at them?
Yes, or yes, and never the twain shall meet, or maybe yes.
So that's a bit creepy, isn't it?
It is. It's great fun. So where are good places to look for ghosts?
Well, not necessarily where you feel that a place is historic or where there may have been something awful happening.
Yeah.
This is really random. And people will see spirits in the most random of places and sometimes in their very own homes. Mm-hmm. So there isn't kind of a place where you feel that is just going to definitely be haunted. And it's also the right time and the right place. And it's literally like the stars aligning. You just have to be graced with their presence, I think.
And it's mostly a visual sighting rather than something you hear?
No, and this is what we sort of really tell our visitors and our participants when they come on a ghost tour. Be aware of everything. Be aware of how you're feeling. Be aware of the sensations going on. Be aware of maybe that voice in your head. Don't just look for a full-bodied apparition because that is very, very rare. So they can make you sense and feel things. Where, you know, you might go into a space.
Yep. Oh, we're having trouble with your phone at this stage with hearing what's going on. Hello, are you there, Renata? I think the ghosts have got her. Oh, no. I do believe there is a ghost hunting 101 happening at Maitland Jail tonight and then a couple of weeks on, a couple more happening there. So you too can go hunting for ghosts and maybe, like Renata, find some ghosts, find evidence of it. It's great to know that you can actually record it. And at the moment, Renata has been all around the world. So she's been in England for ghost hunting, and Melbourne, all around the country as well. So ghost hunting 101 is what's happening at Maitland Jail tonight. It is Friday the 13th.